This is KUT. Today we're starting a project called On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon. There was a time when African Americans were forced to live in parts of East Austin. 12th Street later became part of a thriving hub of black life in Austin. Then it declined, and for years the intersection of 12th and Chacon was synonymous with drugs. But in recent years, police have cracked down on crime there, and the neighborhood has been the latest to see the wave of change brought by wealthier residents moving in, pushing many longtime residents out. We recently spent a day at each of the corners at 12th and Chacon to hear how people are experiencing the changes there. We begin with KUT's Saida Hassan.
It's about 7 in the morning, and I'm standing at the northeast corner of 12th and Chacon. Aside from this traffic, it's pretty quiet at the intersection. There's an art gallery right at this corner with a giant mural on the side of the building with lots of different artists. It looks like Michael Jackson, Bob Marley, and Tupac. Further down the street, there's a bar, an acupuncture place, a liquor store, and a mechanic shop. Down 12th Street, there are some restaurants that have been in the neighborhood for decades. There's the Galloway Sandwich Shop and Sam's Barbecue. I met up with Brian Mays, one of the owners of Sam's Barbecue, at the restaurant. It's a family business, he tells me, named after his great uncle. Mays has been manning the restaurant for about 40 years, and he's come up with his own crafty slogan.
Well, you don't need no teeth to eat my beef.
That's, you don't need no teeth to eat my beef. Mays shows off his own toothless grin. That slogan is painted in bold black letters on one of the outside walls, and Mays says it attracts a unique customer base.
A whole lot of senior citizens start visiting me now, a whole lot, because you don't need no teeth. Yeah, come on in.
We're sitting at some wooden tables right behind the restaurant facing 12th Street. The restaurant is quiet now, but Mays and his team are up early getting the smoker started. On the menu today,
I have mac and cheese, baked bean, green bean, yam, and potato salad at your five sides. And then for your meats, I have sausage, brisket, chicken, ribs, and lamb.
Inside, the walls of Sam's Barbecue are plastered with family photos, newspaper reviews, and a giant poster for the movie Joe, starring Nicolas Cage, which Mays acted in.
I played Junior, the boss man of the lead role in the crew.
When he's not manning the barbecue pit, Mays moonlights as a movie star. He's appeared in 8 feature films to date, but he doesn't have plans to leave the barbecue business anytime soon. As we look out on 12th Street, he says many of his longtime neighbors have opted to sell their property and move away from East Austin. He says he's been approached by buyers too, but he's not selling.
5 years ago, we had black business, black bars, black club. Now we don't have them. What can you do about it? Nothing you can do. I ain't going nowhere.
It's been odd to watch the transformation. Not just that it's transforming, but that it's transforming so quickly.
Natasha Madison is with a group called the East Austin Advocacy Project. They're working to help create a merchants association for businesses on East 12th Street to help them boost their visibility. She says we can't escape the fact that a lot of residents have left, and many of the new people moving in simply don't do business in the area. Still, she's hopeful.
We want to encourage them and offer them the opportunity by having these wonderful businesses exist on the corridor for them to participate and be in a part of the community and have it be a self-sustained corridor where members of our community can get everything they need here.
Madison remembers a time when this neighborhood was a thriving cultural hub, and she hopes to see it get back to that. On the northeast corner of 12th and Chacon, I'm Saida Hassan.